Joseph Aloysius Ratzinger, later Pope Benedict XVI, was born in Germany in 1927 of very devout parents who had three children, Joseph being the youngest. He was ordained a priest in 1951 along with his brother Georg in his native Bavaria. Ratzinger had a brilliant academic career. He was appointed a full professor at the age of just 31 in 1958. He taught in several German universities and was appointed Archbishop of Munich and Freising and then Cardinal by Pope Paul VI in 1977. In 1981, he was brought to Rome by John Paul II and appointed prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, and he has been in Rome since. On the 19th of April 2005, this man of great learning and tradition was chosen as the successor of Peter and of his great friend and colleague John Paul II. On the loggia, or the balcony of St. Peter's, he appeared somewhat uneasy with the adulation of the huge crowd in the square, and he told them that he was, quote, a simple, humble worker in the vineyard of the Lord. On the 11th of February 2013, Pope Benedict unexpectedly announced his abdication, due, I have no doubt, to his assessment of his health and physical fitness for the onerous task. And it was a decision, I'm sure, worked out in prayer and discerned through the Holy Spirit, and a very difficult decision at that. I had the privilege of meeting the then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger in 2003 in Rome, one Thursday morning after his weekly visit for Mass in the German College. Apparently the Thursday morning Masses were by far the best attended. All of the Irish priests who had concelebrated that morning were given the chance to meet the great Cardinal in the sacristy afterwards. He was most gracious and gave a few minutes to each of us. He asked what we were studying and showed interest in our answers. I was struck by this man who, though a towering figure in the church, gave us of his time and was so present to each one of us. For decades, his person and his writings have had a profound effect on huge numbers of people who have been encouraged by his clarity of thought, his grasp of history, his love of the church, his simplicity, modesty, and gentleness. He never wanted to be a bishop or cardinal, and certainly not pope. He took on these roles against his own will, but could see that this was God's will for him. It is well known that he had requested Pope John Paul several times to let him return to Germany. Being placed at the head of the church as successor of Peter, he saw that in order for the church to go forward and to be true to the mind of Christ, one has to go backwards, in a sense. We have to know where we have come from before we can proceed. His understanding of some key developments after the Second Vatican Council was that they had caused a rupture rather than a continuum, a moving away from the roots of the church. He saw from his own life experience what he interpreted as the death of Christian culture. And like Pope John Paul, Pope Benedict wanted to realign the work of Vatican II to the traditions of the church. Pope Benedict did not succumb to the overbearing pressure to accommodate church teaching to the culture of the day. We cannot allow the world to set the agenda for the church's thought and assimilate relativism and secularism. His vision of the church is not rooted in the 20th century democratic secularist thinking, but in the tradition going back to her source. And he wanted to explain this with gentleness and clarity, conscious of the need to foster communion and within the body of the church. For Benedict, tradition is not archaeology, but rather a living thing which, if it is to be true to itself, must maintain its essence. At the same time, he wanted to guard against barricading the church against and in opposition to the world, and to show the world the beauty and the wisdom and the love of Christ. The church's task, he thought, is one of leading people back to the core thing, an encounter with the living Christ. This is the object of his monumental three-volume Jesus of Nazareth, and indeed of his own life as a simple, humble worker in the vineyard of the Lord. With the grace of God, let us try to be the same this day. Joseph Ratzinger, later Pope Benedict XVI, was born in Germany in 1927, 94 years ago on this day.